Hello boys and girls, welcome to today's episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. This is an amazing podcast that you would come to love, trust me. Give yourself one listen and you would fall head over heels with this episode, with this podcast. Yeah, this episode, that's correct. I was right. So on this episode, I'll be talking about your body. Yes, your body matters. It matters so much. I know this year I have talked about burnouts, the need for us to rest, the need for us to take good care of ourselves. And this is another opportunity for us to talk about our body, because hey, I'm talking about well-being this week, so why not? So how well do you treat your body? Are you so focused on securing the bag? Are you so focused on making mama proud, making papa proud, acing your exams, scoring 99 over 100, that you do not even, you know, look out for yourself and say, am I resting enough? Am I sleeping well? Am I eating well? Am I taking good care of my mind? Is my mind relaxed? Because we can go about doing all of these things and excelling at different things, that by the time we come back home, by the time we are back from the hustle and bustle, the meetings, the proposals, the presentations at our different places of work, at our schools, we are drained. We are feeling like we just fought battles. Take time out. I know the dynamics of today does not give us that opportunity to have so much time to rest. But what I'll recommend is this. I'll be recommending a number of things that you can do to rest, especially for those who work remotely. Yes. I know it could be very, very uncomfortable. Is uncomfortable the word? No, that's not the word. It will be very, very not so easy to rest during the day. But what you can do is this. One, so pace your work, yeah? So because you're working remotely, you have the luxury of staying at home, but then you would have to always get work done. You have to always do stuff. So in an hour, you can take 5 minutes off your laptop, stand up, walk around, go to your fridge, get a bottle of water, drink, put something in your mouth, munch on it. For 5 minutes, stay away from your screen. 5 minutes every hour. That's like the minimum you can do for yourself. Walk around your house, exercise your legs, let blood flow through your legs, because hey, sitting for 60 minutes at a stretch is honestly not a good thing for your body. And at the end of your daily work, sleep early. Sleep, it's very, very, very important. Doctors recommend 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night for adults. And I know people have come on TikTok, on Instagram, on social media generally to say, you know, if you want to be successful, you should not be sleeping for 10 hours. You should just sleep 4 hours. You know, this person, they will now mention this one popular rich person and say this person sleeps by 2 and wakes up by 4. Please disregard all of those videos. This body that I say, it's like, my body has gotten used to it. I can sleep for 2 hours and I'll be active all through the day. Lie. The sleep that you do not sleep today, your body will request it another day. And when your body requests that sleep, trust me, there is nothing you would be able to do about it. You would have to sleep at that point. Do not say, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to ensure that my family is stable, that I'm afloat, that I'm able to afford certain things. So sleep has to wait now. By the time I'm comfortable, I'll be able to sleep. Don't, you really do not want to do that to yourself. You really do not want to use your body like a machine. You wouldn't even use machine like that. Nobody uses machine 24 hours. So why do you want to use your body like that? Eh, my dear, stop that. It's not the right thing to do. It's not the best way to treat yourself. That is on rest. Then on food, a lot of us feed ourselves with junk, snacks, oily stuff, ice cream all the time, zero fruits, zero protein, zero carbohydrates, junk. And then we realize that we are feeling weak. You will feel weak because all you're giving yourself, all you're giving your body is food that is not healthy for it. It's food that is packed with processed products, food that is packed with sugar, vegetable oil. Yes, this all of this. But when you combine plenty of that into your body system, honestly, it's not good for you. So eat healthy, rest well. This life is fast-paced, yes. So it will be difficult, it will not be so easy for you to say, okay, I'm going to sleep 10 hours. But please rest, my dear, and eat well. I hope this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.